called The Girl I Left in Sunny Tennessee.
On one morning bright and clear, my old homestead I drew near, just a village down in sunny Tennessee. I'd been speeding on the train that would bring me back again to that girl I left in sunny Tennessee. I could hear those voices singing as they bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home that I could see. As the moon rose in its glory, then the train drew up at last, old familiar scenes had passed, and I kissed my mother at the station door. Their kind friends had gathered round, tears on every face I found, and I missed the one that I'd been waiting for. You could hear those voices singing as you bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home that I could see. As the moon rolls in its glory, then I told my saddest story of that girl I left in sunny Tennessee.
I just whispered, "Mother dear, where is Mary? She's not here." All the world seemed dark and sad when she came to me. She just pointed to the spot in that little churchyard knot where my sweetheart sleeps in sunny Tennessee.
I could hear those voices singing as she bid farewell to me. Far across the fields of cotton, my old home that I could see. As the moon rose in its glory, then I told my saddest story of that girl left in sunny Tennessee.
Thank you very much. I'd just like to say one or two words now that I've gotten wound down enough here to think what I wanted to say. First of all, this is a festival that I have been looking forward to for years, and sometimes if you look forward to something for a long time, you're disappointed. This is not one of those festivals. It's one of the ones that, I think we'd give Bill Monroe a nice big hand on that one. It's a long time since I've had a chance to visit with Bill, and it's been just a nice couple of days so far, and I'm looking forward to another day and a half here of old-time music. What I'd like to do now is, it's a country song that developed out of the First World War, I guess, originally called